All right, your second hour of Hollywood Connections is coming up.
Hi, and we're back. I'm Dawn Reese. This is the second hour, 7:06 p.m. on Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed this last hour, Yvonne.
I did. It was very informative.
I know.
And the comedy was nice.
And with Sunny's and, you know, yes. at TampaBayComedy.com. Mm-hmm. We're excited because Larry's going to come back in a few minutes. He's going to be interviewed outside. If you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is all about, it's about getting you connected in show business. And I'm not an agent. I'm not a manager. I do help promote you on my show. You could be on my show. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Send me an email. Tell me your talent, what we're looking for. We're doing talent searches all over. And in the meantime, before we introduce Marty back on the line, I have Mike. Mike, say hello. He's a comic that introduced us to Larry.
Hi, I'm Mike Arnold, and I feel like it's a Match.com moment that I've introduced women of such an extraordinary influence like Dawn and Yvonne to Larry Greenbaum, who is not only a comedy entrepreneur and producer in Pinellas County, but a fine comic in his own right. So anything that can promote the art form, and of course we have Chris Gorgeous here coming up this weekend at Cinema Cafe and Grill. So yeah, I'm glad that we could maybe bring the comedy community a little bit closer together and get some of you out there to see some great live entertainment right here in Clearwater. There's comedy on this side of the bay that's right up there with any comedy you will find anywhere else in the state. Trust me.
I agree. And
I agree also.
I'm a comic by heart. You know, I went to comedy school 5 times over. I did. Yeah. Now I'm happily married to Bert Arnold. I'm an Arnold too.
I know. And actually, your husband told me that Arnold means to soar like an eagle.
Soar like an eagle.
So I've turned into a complete narcissist now. And actually, if you want one more world to conquer, you can all, well, they always love pretty female comedians. So you can, the problem is you're happily married. It helps if you have the stress of a marriage that ended in divorce or in some sort
that.
Of felony conviction.
I ended in divorce. I cut my name in half, and I married him 3 times. You know, that was my ex-husband. So yes, I have a lot of jokes from Pauly Shore's sister. I do.
Oh well, that's fantastic. I think
really
Pauly's married at least 2 playmates.
Well, I was to the same person back in the days.
3 times.
Well, yes, 3 times.
Well, after 3 times, you're out, right?
You're out, strike. And I'm happily married to Mr. Bert Arnold. Yes,
good.
I am. And I have a yes.
Well, it's good to know my distant relative is happily married since I'm, in fact, divorced. So it's good to know that our entire family tree is not riddled with marriage failure.
Well, before we get Marty back on, hold on, Marty. I just want to thank Larry from TampaBayComedy.com. And Larry has some good news. During this hour, we're going to give some ticket giveaways. And I hope you all join us on Friday and Saturday. I won't miss the shows. I love it. It's right here before the bridge. And Larry, you also have another surprise.
Well, yes, we do. Just for tonight's listeners, right?
Right.
As we talked about.
What about me?
Well, you get that too. You're so lovely.
You're VIP.
You're so lovely. We want you to come every week.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, maybe we'll get you on stage one day,
maybe
too.
Maybe so. I could say poetry.
There you go. Okay.
You could.
I know. Right.
Well, if you can write a really funny poem, that would help.
Okay.
You know, so. But actually, anybody that signs up for the email gets 2 free tickets for a future event, which I discussed in the last hour. But what we decided to do also is the 10th person to sign up for an email tonight gets a $25 food and beverage gift certificate, as well as the 2 free tickets.
Wonderful.
Oh, so that's perfect.
They can, and free movie quality popcorn at every show. Thank you, Mike. I completely forgot that. Yeah, we're giving free movie popcorn. Now,
right.
That's a big deal because
that
it's
is.
Not popcorn.
I live
it's
on.
Movie popcorn.
Movie popcorn.
Movie
so,
popcorn.
You know.
Okay.
And give that email again, Larry.
Okay, it's TampaBayComedy.com is the email address. If you're going to your computer, go on there and it says sign up for our email. Just click on there. We're going to send you back 2 free tickets. You're also going to be kept up on all upcoming events and specials and promotions and whatever, and you know the shows that are coming up. Or if you have your phone and you're in the car, pull over. Don't do it while you're driving. You can text Tampa Bay Comedy to 22828, and the 10th person to sign up will get the gift certificate as well.
Now, when they text, is there a magic word they put in there?
Just Tampa Bay Comedy.
That's
text
it.
Tampa Bay Comedy to 22828. and it'll be a little pop-up form. Just ask for your email address. That's it. Hit click. You're in, and you're part of our team.
Ooh, that's better than Redbox, because I just got a free promo on Redbox, but I'd rather go here.
Well, trust me, we give all kinds of crazy things away, and there'll be movie tickets, there'll be upcoming events that will, you know, and of course, coming back next week with a new comic to your show.
Right. Our show.
We'll have something special for everybody.
I know, and we look forward to helping promote you as well, and I'm going to be out there talking to the concierge and all over with, you know, out there selling with my show as well, getting people to help donate or help with this show. Right, Yvonne?
Right.
Exactly. Well, Larry, thank you so much.
Looking forward to meeting everybody. And
thank you
for having me.
It was nice meeting you.
And I do have one question. I'm interested. I want to finish off because they said I was not a comic, and because I didn't graduate from comedy school.
Before you go there, Mike.
You was a dropout. No, she was a dropout.
I was. Okay. I went five times over. But Larry's my mentor. He's okay. My mentor, and I'm gonna finish that piece of Texas, like the puzzle, and I'm gonna get on stage, and I got my index cards. I'm writing. I'm
good,
ready to go.
Good.
I'll be filming the entire thing on Facebook.
And
then well, I'm excited because Larry, like I said, he's my mentor. He's gonna get me where I need to go as well.
You'll be headlining within 6 months.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
No,
with my hat.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'll be featured.
I thought my life was a flight plan. I moved all over the place. You know, my ex-husband, we owned a moving company. I thought I worked for Southwest Airlines. I did.
Well, we
you
know. Have to. Blaze, new paths, and comedy via
live. You got to talk to the mic, Mike.
I want to do a Trump.
Mike, you got to talk to the mic.
I want to do it. I did want to do a Trump little thing here for just a second. I just want to take back two things that I said earlier.
Okay.
One is Mike's not homeless.
Oh.
At least I'm pretty sure he's not homeless.
Uh-huh.
And the second thing is my commercial about the tourists on US 19. You guys can go up on US 19.
Thank you.
But only during late night hours. You know,
that's
not
right.
During the day when the rest of us got to go somewhere.
Well,
okay.
So, anyway, I want to
thank you for that.
And I know you're about to get interviewed out there with one of our top reporters. So don't forget to have Brandy interview you even more so. So we have that clip. And that's Larry with Tampa Bay Comedy.
You see you at the show.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Excited
thank
to work
you
with
so
you.
So much.
In the meantime, well, let's go back to Marty. And we're going to bring back Marty. But before we do, let's play the Tampa Bay Comedy commercial. We have it ready so people know where to go, what to do. And our Alexia will be back in the house with us. We'll be playing her interview shortly. And here, you want to find comedy? We found it right here in Clearwater. We'll be right back.
Hey, Larry G coming to you from Clearwater, Florida. Hey, tourists. Hey, visitors from the north. Glad to see you. Happy to have you here. Enjoy our beautiful, beautiful beaches. We got some fine restaurants, places to go, amusements right there on the beach. Great place to be. And stay up at US 19, for God's sake. We got enough cars on US 19. We got nothing up here for you. There's Walmarts, there's Walgreens, there's gas stations. We got those back home. There's enough traffic on 19. But if you got to come up on 18, be sure and come out and check out Sunny's Comedy Lounge at the Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill every Friday, Saturday night. Shows are at 9:30 p.m. We have national headlines. Comedians, lots of fun, probably the least expensive thing you're going to do while you're in Florida. And besides, we're going to give you a whole bunch of great jokes to take home. So come on out to Sunny's, have a great time.
Headsets. And we're back. So again, what did you think of that, Yvonne?
The commercial?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be there.
I know.
I'm gonna come this weekend.
Good. We'll see you there.
Yes.
Let's get Marty back on. Marty, I know, because we had a half hour with you, and thank you for being patient. We had to thank everybody. I'm a thanker.
You're welcome.
Thank
you for having me here once again.
I know.
Hi, Marty.
In the meantime, Marty, hey. I know that we kind of went over with everything. We're in the second hour. I think there were a couple callers that you said we're going to call in and ask some questions.
Okay.
I think so. How are we doing, Peter, on the phone lines?
We got James on the line.
James, hi. Hello. Hello. Yes. Hi, James.
Hi. Yeah.
James, and you're calling. You have a question for somebody in the studio.
Well, I was calling to say thank you to Marty, first of all, and it's really good to hear him on the air.
Thank you. James is one of my talent, wonderful talent, really talented guy. He's a comedian, so hopefully... we can immerse them with Larry and the crew
with
the comedians and stuff like that. So, yeah. Well, right, James?
Yeah, sure. We have the improv troupe, and I've done stand-up a few times and survived.
Oh, do you know Lisa Cordello over there in South Florida? Lisa?
I can't see that.
Oh, she's in an improv troupe over there. So are you doing the comedy circuit, James?
No, I'm... doing acting, commercials, web series. I've got a couple features going on right now. But one of the interesting things is, and Marty knows this about me, is generally, as a rule, I don't take extra work. But he called me over the summer with two or three really good gigs that I wasn't available for. And he called me last month with an extra bit for a web series called Top Shotas. And out of guilt for having turned him down on some other gigs, and I happened to be available, I said, okay, I'll go do it. As it worked out, it turned into a speaking role.
Oh, wonderful.
Five lines. The director loves me. He wants to bring me back in future episodes. So some people say don't do extra work. Don't get trapped doing just extra work. But once you're on the set, anything can happen.
That's true.
Absolutely, that's true. I have had a lot of talent get bumped up to speaking roles on set, and they were just like, wow, they couldn't believe it. So very good point, James. I agree with you. And James has a recurring role now, and Top Shot, as I think I mentioned to you before, Dawn, that's going to be on one of the major cable stations. I don't know quite yet because it's kind of like an R-rated type show, kind of like Game of Thrones type thing, you know, where there's going to be some nudity and profanity and things of that nature. So it's for adult audiences. And James got a recurring role, so congrats to James.
Congratulations, yes.
And he's going to be playing I can't say too much of the show, but he's going to be playing a nice bartender. So, yeah, and thanks for calling, James.
Thank you very much for calling in.
You have a question for James?
Listen, talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye.
All right, you got it.
Thank you.
Okay, so there goes my voice. talk. So, Marty, I know it's 7:18, and you wanted to talk about something else real quick.
Yes, I'm going to quickly talk about some other stuff that talent should know. First of all, okay, when you're booked, your agent books you. I'm going to go really quickly because I don't want to overstay my welcome here. But when your talent book you, whether an extra, principal, whatever, please, talent, do not go on set to gossip, to complain, to look for other talent for other agencies. Believe it or not, that happens a lot. I don't know if you knew that, but sometimes they will try to wrangle talent for other agencies while being booked by another agency. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
That's a very big no-no. So, you know, don't do that. Whether it's a principal, supporting, extra work, be professional. If you have waiting time, read a book. You can, you know, mingle, network. But don't network in a negative sense. Don't go there to gossip and belittle people and complain and try to get other talent for other agents, because words will get around, and then you're going to burn bridges with your agent. So
I think the description might be, don't be snarky. Would that work, Marty? Yeah, because you never know when it's going to come around and bite you in the posterior.
There you go. Thank you so much. Now, quickly, I'm going to get into the cast director. Go delve right back into the casting. When you go to a casting, who is the most important person aside from the cast director when you go to a casting? It is the casting assistant or the reception. You will be amazed of what goes on, what transpires during the casting. Talent go in, instead of signing in, sitting quietly, practicing their sides or whatever they have to do for the casting, they are loud, once again gossiping, once again disturbing the peace, saying horrible things in front of the receptionist or casting assistant. Guess who was the filter for the casting director?
The assistant.
The casting assistant and the receptionist. And usually they report to the casting director what the talent is doing. So as soon as you go in there, you want to be professional, okay? You go in, you sign, make sure you have your headshot and resume. Make sure you can say hello to your little colleagues. Hello, hi, how are you? And then sit quietly but don't carry on a loud conversation, no gossiping, none of thing. Another thing, do not wear too much perfume or cologne. There are a lot of cast directors. It's a bit a big pet peeve. For instance, Ellen Jacoby hates people to go with perfume. She lets all the agents know, please make sure the talent do not wear perfume and cologne.
Some of them are allergic to them.
Exactly. They could go into anaphylactic shock.
Yes, allergic.
Thank God I don't work at a perfume counter anymore.
Yes.
Absolutely. They are allergic to, so, you know, do go with clean hair, do go showered, do dress appropriately, do not smell like an Avon department, or Avon catalog, or Macy's perfume department. Please do not do that.
Marty.
And don't overstay your welcome.
Listen, Marty.
When the customer says you can't, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, but I was just going to say last week, you was talking about the tools, and this week your lecture is mainly about, and I've been listening very closely, being professional. That's a very important word that you have spoken more than once, twice, or three times this evening. That's what you're trying to tell us, to be professional at all times. Am I right?
Yes. You know what it is, Yvonne? It's so disheartening when I have producers, directors, other agents, casting directors telling me, you know, the reason we're not getting a lot of stuff down here anymore, too, is aside from Rick Scott and his tax incentive cuts, is because we don't have professional talent.
Yes.
And when Dawn, you know, her and I were discussing me coming on and reaching out and educating the talent, my whole goal is I want to, like, re-educate South Florida talent, you know, particularly because I want them to excel. I want them to be taken seriously. I want us to get a lot more gigs here.
Yes. You know?
So I do hope that, you know, some of the listeners, they have learned something from this. I'm just trying to share things that just are, you know, pet peeves, things that they should know that they don't understand or perhaps they continue to do that are wrong. There's some habits that just need to, you know, be
corrected.
Discontinued. And corrected. There right. you go. Corrected or discontinued.
Yes, sir.
So,
Marty,
I hope that, you know.
No, that's good.
I hope this helps.
It does. I have a question. We have a few more minutes with you here, and we're going into this half hour, and we've got to continue with our other guest as well. And I thank you so much for calling in. I do have Alexia. She is an actress. She's been with me. She interviews many film directors, and her mother has got her out there. She's just been featured for like 4 or 5 films. And I'm going to put Alexia on with you just for a few minutes because she does have some questions for you. All right?
Absolutely, sure.
And take over. Sit in my chair for a minute. I'll be right back. I'm going to talk to Peter. Ask Marty. You're on the air.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hi, this is Alexia. How are you, Mr. Marty?
Hi, Alexia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's so nice to speak with you. So I was just wondering, I heard you're a talent agent.
Yes.
I am an aspiring actress. I've been acting for a while, since I was about 7 years old, and I'm 17 now, but I've recently got a little bit more into it. And I've done a few films maybe this year, but I was wondering, like, how would I go about getting an agent when my mom is usually the one who gets me, like, the casting calls, and she's been doing that since I've started acting.
Have your mom contact me. Dawn has my info, right, Dawn?
She's not here right now, but she does. She has the info. This is Yvonne.
Mm-hmm. Have your mom contact me with your headshot and resume, and then we'll take it from there. I'm also a cast director, too. I do cast occasionally for commercials. I mostly cast, like, for movies, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to get into, like, the independent film and things of that nature, that's my specialty. They usually come to me for that. So just have your mom reach out to me, for
all
sure.
Right. Thank you so much.
Have her reach out to me, and we'll take it from there, and then we could see what happens.
And stay here. And then also, Marty, while we're sharing today, me and her with headphones, even though she's out and she doesn't have an agent, she's meeting all these film directors on the red carpet for me. And if she does sign with you, then she can just say that you're her agent. And, you know, even though you're in South Florida, you can help other people out here if they're out marketing themselves. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Sure.
Very cool.
Like I mentioned before, I just cast 2 celebrities, and they're in Clearwater.
Oh.
The They're shooting in Clearwater. It's a movie called Best Laid Plans. Unfortunately, they didn't come to me with the non-known celebrities. You know, mm-hmm. they came to me for the celebrities because the director's friend happens to know me, and she's like, "You got to go to Marty. He knows a lot of celebrities." Blah blah blah. So he came to me for the hard stuff. So I had to get two celebrities for the film. So I do have clients in Clearwater, Tampa Bay, all over the place.
Marty, when do they begin shooting Best Laid Plans? Do you know?
Best Laid Plans, I believe they're shooting for November, because right now I just had to get the contracts for the celebrities. I had to make sure their agents were okay with it, their managers, rather. And so it looks like the anticipated shoot date will be sometime in November. Yes.
Okay. Also, Marty, I have Thelma. She's on the phone. She's from South Florida. She's one of my top Spanish reporters as well. And she's in your neck of the woods. I'd like to set up a time for her to come in and meet with you to do a really good interview that we can also air. Can you put her on? Put her through? Thelma, you're on the air. Are you still there in South Florida? Did we lose her? Oh no, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was those cell phones. Okay, but I will her up with you, and then we can set that up with your time as well. Maybe she'll call back in a second, because I know she needs an agent, and she is in your neck of the woods. She's an actress, singer as well. And Marty,
right.
Okay, we'll just wait another second.
I have some goodies for you guys. I contacted a few of my director clients and stuff like that, and they are totally open to coming in, you know, speaking on your radio show.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Talk about their project. I even have celebrities that may be interested in coming on board as well. The Scream Queen, the one I cast for Best Laid Plans, her name is Linnea Quigley. She's a good friend of mine. She totally would like to come in and talk about her project that she's doing and what she's going to be doing for the movie Best Laid Plans. And Bob Marley's son, Kamani Marley, the star of Top Shotters, I may have him on your radio show too. So, you know, so I guess we'll just take it from there. But yeah, so all the listeners out there, stay tuned, because there's a lot of wonderful guests on Tan Talk with Dawn, Yvonne, and the rest.
Yes.
So, you know, just stay.
And we found out Muhammad Ali's wife is in that your area, and we've got for ex-wife.
Which
I
one?
Guess. I don't know. First wife,
ex-wife, they're all wives.
Who's on first, who's on second? But Marty, thank you so much for calling in. And if Thelma did not call back,
You're
I just
welcome.
Text her. I will make sure that she hooks up with you. And she is one of our top reporters down that way.
You're absolutely welcome. I just want the listeners, please contact Dawn or Yvonne or the station. Let them, you know, comment, you know, how did you like my information? Was there anything that you wanted me to tackle that I didn't do? Is there any topics you would like me to discuss? Let me know. I'm open to suggestion. And thanks once again, everyone.
Wait a minute, Marty, I need to say this. I can't wait until you talk about the resume. And I want to ask you, are you going to be back next week?
Yes.
Oh, as long as you guys want me.
Oh, I want you. I want you, and Dawn wants you too.
You know, I think, Marty, what I'd like to do is I'd like to do like an audition online with you. Let's say nobody has an agent. And maybe you can send me, you know, something, you know.
Like an outline.
An outline that we can audition them just to see. And, you know, we've actually had monologues in front of film directors here.
Yes, I did one.
Yes, and it was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the future we can do something like that so they can actually, you know, audition, and we'll put the word out again next week for people to call in. And I think, is Thelma back on the line real quick, Peter? No, she didn't call back.
Okay.
Darn. Okay, but we want to thank you, and we have so many other topics I know we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Since Yvonne's interested in the resume,
next
I could totally talk about resumes.
Yes.
Resumes, a lot of the actors don't know how to do resumes because there's different types of resumes.
Right.
As the other gents mentioned. So it depends on what specifically you're working on. But yeah, I can tackle resumes for sure next week. And,
yes.
Well, that would be great. And Marty,
yeah,
thank you for letting every comic who's been on the road for years and would like to get an opportunity in film realize that boorish behavior does not get you anywhere, and giving us some good tips on how to maybe make the transition into small film roles was very useful to me and the other comedians here tonight. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you
for everything, Marty.
And thank you so much for the tip. I'll definitely be getting in contact with you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you so much. Okay, have a good evening, everyone.
Same
to
you. God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, got it. Let's go to Alexi's interview at FanFest. And Alexi, who is the lady that you got to interview?
Chantel. She is from The Flash and One Tree Hill. She's super nice, and she is, if you look her in the interview, she's trying to raise money for a campaign for her aunt dying for cancer.
Okay. All right, let's go to that clip, and we'll be right back. Enjoy. This is our top reporters, HollywoodConnections.biz. I'll be right back.
I like your hat.
Hey guys, it's Alexia here with Hollywood Connections on Tantac Radio here with
Chantel Van Santen.
So she's borrowing my crown because she is a princess.
You just gave it to me. You just said, like, you can keep it forever. And I was like, oh my God, it has real diamonds? Yes, it's my new crown.
you can borrow it, but
much better in it. You look, I have such a big head, but
actually, I think my head's bigger. So.
The convention's been amazing today. It's so great to come and meet fans and to see friends from shows I used to work on, shows that, you know, were on the same lot as us. So it's an amazing, and it's all 100% for the charity of the family and the victims of the Orlando shooting. And I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate life than to be here. Yeah.
What has been your favorite part so far today, meeting your fans? Has there been a special moment today?
You know, really the most special part is when people connect with me about things I've shared in my real life. Like, I work with an organization called Lung Force, and it is to raise money for the American Lung Association. It's an initiative started to help raise awareness. My grandmother passed away from lung cancer, and she was a non-smoker. So I've been working with the initiative for the last 2 years and raising money, and I'm doing a walk in November. But really, people come and share their personal stories about friends and family who've, you know, passed away from cancer, and this, you know, specifically lung cancer. So that part, and like personally connecting with people and about tragedies or loss, is something that's very special to me, and I take away and remember those people. And then there's goofy moments like eating churros and ice cream and sitting and talking to people. I love that.
Well, you're a wonderful person for doing all this charity. Now, how does somebody get involved with the charity that you work for? How can they donate?
I actually right now am trying to raise $15,000 for my walk on November 20th. You can go to my Instagram or Twitter page, and I have a link on both of them that links to my page, and I'm only $5,000 away from my goal, and we have 2 months to raise it, so I'm really hoping that everybody can rally behind me.
We're going to wrap this up, but before we leave, could you please say you're listening to Hollywood Connections on Tantac Radio?
You're listening to Hollywood... Wait, on what radio?
Tantac Radio.
Tant...
Oh, it's not on there. That's my name.
Say it. Okay.
Hollywood Connections?
At...
On Tantac Radio.
Tantalk?
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you. You're so nice. Thank you so much, guys. And stay tuned for more FanFest.
I'm Chantel. Nice to meet you.
I'm Alexia. I know you're
famous.
You sound big. I work for Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio.
I know. Can I put on your tiara?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Just how are you enjoying your time here? What do you like?
I love that I get to wear real diamond crowns at the convention.
You ready? All right.
Okay, and we're back. That's what I do, Yvonne. You know, I have the youth out there, and if you're driving and you're saying, you know, my son or daughter... You know what, Dawn? I am a good reporter. I'd like to join Hollywood Connections. We definitely could use you and send you out. And, you know, there's you get media IDs and everything. So all that information's on HollywoodConnections.biz. Now, you have been with me forever.
Yes.
And Alexia, how old are you now?
I am 17 years old.
Right. And so she, Yvonne, you don't even know what's happened since you were gone for a couple of days in New Jersey.
A couple of weeks.
It's a couple of days. and tell us, the world, what you're doing.
I think last week or the weekend before, I went to Walker Stalker Fan Fest. That was where the interview was from Ms. Chantel. I got a lot of interviews from a lot of the celebrity guests from The Walking Dead, from One Tree Hill, Arrow. All the special guests I mostly got interviews with, plus Mr. James, who is the owner of Walker Stalker. It was a great cause of what they were doing for the Pulse nightclub tragedy, and I was so lucky to cover it. This weekend, on the October 1st and 2nd, I'm going to be working with Mr. Adrian from Blade World Films for Candy Cane Killers. I'm going to be in the trailer, and I'm also going to be helping with makeup on set. So I'm part of the crew. And then on the 8th, I'm really excited to announce that I'm going to be in the new film DeadCon, which is going to be a comedy horror short film by Nathan, Mr. Nathan. He is making the film. We're going to be in Kissimmee. And the reason why I'm announcing this is not only am I so excited to be a part of a great cast, but we're also looking for more extras. And there's some roles that are still needing to be filled in. So what we're going to be needing is a bunch of extras for walking around as fans and also zombies. We need all ages, all ethnicities, all shapes, all sizes. The more the merrier. We need so many zombies and so many
real
fans.
Zombies?
We're going to turn them into zombies.
Okay.
With makeup with Miss Jana. Me and Miss Jana are going to be the makeup artist on set. But
beautiful.
I'm also going to be in the film as Samantha, as one of the characters. So it's going to be very busy. It's going to be on October 8th in Kissimmee. I think we're going to be in the Holiday Inn. If you go on my page, you can find the address. We're going to start filming at 7 a.m. If you guys are interested, you can message me on Facebook, and I will give you more information with the director and the writer for DeadCon. So that way, you guys, if you're if there's any roles that we have left to fill, you can talk to the director, see if you can be a part of it. But we would definitely love for you to be a part of the film. It's going to be such a fun experience. We're going to try to feature everyone as we can. It's going to be super, super funny. I can't say too much, but I get to dress up as like an army brat, so that's pretty cool.
Sounds interesting. Sounds wonderful.
Yes, it's so excited. I can't wait to be a part of it.
Sounds exciting, yes.
Yeah, so excited. We've been working on it for a few weeks now. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if you guys need any more information, you can message me on Facebook, and we'll give you more information about it. We'd love for anyone to come out and be a part of this film.
Yes.
We want to make it something, and it is going to be put into some of the local film festivals.
Good.
Do you see why she's one of our top reporters?
Oh, I know. I knew that all the time.
And
anyway.
Also, I'm going to be in a stop motion short film for a movie called Hannah Frightful. I'm going to be one of the characters. My name is Lou. I just went and spoke to the director a few weeks ago for my character. I'm so excited because this is my first cartoon voiceover.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great film. We're going to be doing film festivals. It's going to take a while to do because it's a stop motion film. So it's going to be like over a course of a year. But hopefully next year we'll be in the film festivals and you guys can see it.
Yeah, in her title, she's wearing my wings, and it says Miss International Showbiz Reporter.
Yes, and that's what she is.
Yes. She's out there making things happen.
You know what I love about it is that you started when you were 7 years old, and now you see the results of that.
Yes.
All the work that you put in for 10 years, and now it's coming together.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm also going to be performing November 12th for the event with Mr. Keith for the veterans event that you sent me. I'm going to be performing. And hopefully by then I'll have my own song out because we're going to be in the studio this month. So we're going to start working together, me and Drago. We're going to be writing... putting together my new song. So hopefully I'll be able to perform it then and bring it to the radio station.
That's the beginning.
Yes, that's beautiful.
You know, I know we had some ladies calling in. I have some exciting news. Under the www.worldsmisstourismpageant.com. And Peter, do we have her on the line? Do we have anybody from the Miss World Tourism Pageant? Hello, you're on the air live.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, who's calling in?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
And this is
Temi. Hi. Tell me, you're calling from South Florida?
No, I'm calling from Nashville.
Oh, that's right.
Tennessee?
Yes, Nashville, Tennessee.
Right, and so we want to thank Terry. She is the director of this wonderful pageant system. You know, we have a part called Positive Pageantry.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, Yvonne judges pageants. I judge, and I'm involved.
Judge, yes.
Haven't been in them for a while myself. You know, Alexia is our beauty queen reporter. And tell us about the Miss World Tourism Pageant, why it's so special. Ladies, who wants to go first? Are you there?
Yeah.
Go, Miss Nancy.
Okay. Once you get into the World Tourism Pageant, it's like a huge family. You're automatically accepted as a family member. And it's big into community service. They want you to definitely be involved in whatever your platform is. And, you know, it's just automatically such a positive feeling. And it's just fantastic. I did not win my title the first time that I went. And before I ever even left, after the pageant was over, I immediately signed back up.
Mm-hmm.
The next year that I came back, I did not win the high title, but I won a title and did another year of reign. And then when I came back, I thought, you know, hey, you know, that I was, you know, giving up my title. And instead, I won for the first time ever a lifetime title, because Miss Terry is such an awesome, awesome director and, like I said, family. And, you know, I was just totally surprised by winning a lifetime title.
Now, let me ask you, real quick, what did you do with your title for the year when you won?
My platform is Vic, Volunteer in Communities. Anyone can do it. Everyone is needed. Will you come and volunteer with me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to several different places, such as I am a board member of the Humane Society of Northwest Louisiana. I go with PEP, the Pet Education Project, and Paws for Friendship, where I have a certified therapy ferret. And we go into nursing homes and into classrooms. I am also going to different places with the Elvis Angels fan clubs, where we go like into Holy Angels, where they have a special needs for kids and adults. And I go with different pageant systems for children here in Northwest Louisiana, where I love to MC for them.
And what is your what was your age group, or what's your age
that's
group?
That's what I was going to ask that question, the age group. Mm-hmm.
Your age group.
I'm in the classic division, which is 50 and older.
Oh.
There you go.
50 and older.
Yeah.
Right.
And
well, you know, 50 is the new 30 anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true. Now, real quick, we have the other lady that's on. And what is your name?
My name is Tammy.
Hi. And what city are you calling from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. And how old are you?
I am 32.
32. Okay. And so what title do you hold?
I am currently World Miss Tourism Beauty 2017.
Okay, and so you just got this title.
Yes, I just got this title. I was World Miss Tourism. I'm sorry, I was World Miss Tourism Beauty 2016, and I came to Nationals and I won in my division the national title.
And what did you have to do at Nationals to win your title? What categories?
Well, for the categories, we have, of course, interview. You have your evening wear, and you have your opening interview question, your stage number. And I truly believe that they judge you from the time that you check in.
They do. I think that, too. They do judge you very early. Uh-huh.
And I do like the World's Tourism, because if you're out there and you're making things happen, I've seen a lot of the girls with the tourism titles,
mm-hmm.
and Terry's pageant system is wonderful. And ladies, you keep up the great work with what you're doing and making things happen in your community, because not just, you know, being out there wearing a pageant title, you actually represent the tourism, you know, around the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. Any other last words, ladies? How about the website?
www.worldmisstourism. www.com.
There you go.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Thank you so much,
we
ladies.
I have one more thing that we need to tell the world, and that is that you, Miss, are officially World Classic Miss Florida Tourism
2017. Oh, Terry was talking to me about something. I know I'm looking at the website and I see my photo up there. And I was talking to Terry, so it's official. And I'm going to Tennessee next year and I'm super excited. And that's why I was trying to hold it under my breath, ladies, because I have Beauty Queen reporters. And my Beauty Queen reporters, I want them to enter so we can all go to Tennessee next year. And Yvonne. Yes. So that would be a blast, and I'm excited because we're going to get a commercial for tourism pageants as well as all of the state queens to have them come in and talk about their titles and what they're doing. And one last word, ladies. Thank you again. What a blessing. And tell Terry thank you. I need your Facebook and your website, and we'll definitely get to meet you in Tennessee next year.
Yes.
Awesome. Definitely.
All right, Nancy, do you want to go first and give your Facebook?
It's just under my name, Nancy Sevier, S-E-V as in Victor, I-E-R.
Okay. And then the other lady, what was your Facebook?
My Facebook is, you can search for me by my full first name, Temi Tope, T-E-M-I-T-O-P-E. And my last name, O-S-H-O-M-O-J-I. Or you can like my Facebook page, which is World Miss Tourism Beauty 2017.
Well, you know what? I gave the station owner, she's been our Miss Tan Talk Radio, so I have a title to wear in the parades this year. I'm excited.
Awesome.
I'm back on board, ladies.
Good. We're glad you're here.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm tickled. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
God bless you all, too.
You too. See you soon, ladies. Now, we do have Ellen. She's calling in from Orlando about her big event.
Yeah, I was just actually went to the fitting for her with Miss Maureen.
Oh.
I got fitted for two dresses.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Ellen.
How are you?
Hi. How are you?
That's right. Alexa's walking for Maureen Bridal,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. I was so excited. She's so nice, and I can't say anything about it, but I love what I'm wearing.
Ooh,
I know.
What color?
Her stuff is gorgeous.
I can't say.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Really, really getting excited about Mad's Fashion Fundraiser coming up October the 29th at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida.
Yes.
We're going to get our hotel rooms, and you have a special in hotel rooms?
Yes. Actually, I got a group rate for everybody that weekend. So if you call in to book a room, give them a promo code of St. Jude's, and you'll receive your room for just $44 a night, which will include four water park passes per hotel room per night.
So is that mean Lazy River?
Yes.
Ooh.
And rides and cool, really cool stuff.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Splash area for the little kids. Yep. Lots of fun.
I'm not a little kid, but I like to splash around.
Yes, and the water slide. I'm going down the water slide.
I want to go down the water slide, too.
That's you know, I just heard over at Indian Rocks Beach, if you're in the industry, in the hospitality business, I think on Mondays they have something over at Splash Harbor, which is pretty cool. I think it's like half price or something locally. So
cool.
Which is very
fun,
cool.
Fun.
Nice. And Ellen, give your website where to go to.
Yes. Actually, you can go to Facebook and directly to the event page. We have two event pages. One is Mad's Fashion Fundraiser, and the other one is Mad's Fashion Fundraiser Press and Media. And then if you want more information, you can email us at madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
And we're excited because you have Image. I have a group.
And we have Pretty Emergy, and we have Blake G now on board.
We
have Ashley Nicole and Joey Genese, and Tim Proctor from The Walking Dead is going to be there. We're going to have so much fun.
Yes, and Alexia's got to sing for you, too. You know she sings.
Yes. I know. Oh, and Madeline and Mommy are going to sing, too.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful.
Well,
we have a lot of talent. We have 120 models. We have designers such as Kiki Couture, Maureen's Bridal, Vintage Fusion, Wicked Q Kids, Jelani's Line, Clamarni, Annabella, Cecilia. And we have a full lineup of press and media such as Nicholas Wolf, Dawn Reese, full lineup of photographers. We have DJ Travis Young and the stage and lighting by Ace Blaze and Jerry Eller. And this is all being hosted for St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital, and Healthier Choices for a Hungry Child.
I have a question because I have a new title now as Miss Classic Tourism for Florida. I know, for Florida.
Congratulations.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Aboard.
Thank you. It's been ages. I make princesses. Now I get to be one.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool.
Yes.
And how do me and Yvonne, she's my Miss Florida Diva as well, how can we be in the fashion show?
Oh, just, you guys want to be in the fashion show?
Besides report there and bring it up. Yes.
Well, we should. You're going to be reporters, so you're already press and media, but I would like you to walk the red carpet, actually.
We'd love that.
Yes.
Wear your crowns and sashes. And
we'll do that.
We have a lot of other, we have talk shows such as the Stephanie Show coming down from Atlanta. We have a lot of people coming to do interviews with you guys. So
okay.
That would be great. As far as our models, we have 120 models, and they've all done fittings already with various designers. So as far as models, we are completely maxed out on that until our spring show that we're going to run.
That's okay. We'll just do that red carpet walk.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's good enough for us.
That sounds good. And Ellen, thank you so much.
And I want to give a special shout-out already to all of our volunteers. They're already helping me in the background, and they are going to make all of this happen. Thank God for them. And hair vendors, hair and makeup, they're going to do all the hair and makeup for all those models.
Oh, wonderful.
And we have a full lineup of sponsors, Blondie's Cookies, Build-A-Bear, Massage NB, PDQ, Happy Cow, Burger Monger, Little Caesars, Dunkin' Donuts, Outback, Bonefish, Sonny's Barbecue, and Life Camp Action Talent is going to give away a 1 free-year membership.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, while we have you on the air, we have a new reporter in Orlando that Alexia brought on board. She's going to say hello. Hold on a second. Let's put her on, Peter. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We've
hello.
Had a busy
hello.
Show. I'm going to hook you up with Ellen so you can do a sit-down interview with her, and you're going to be at her event in October. And say hi to your new beauty queen reporter you brought on board.
Hi.
Okay, excellent. Hey. Nice to meet you. Yeah, Madeline and I both hold titles, too, this year. Madeline, for 2 years. She's American Nation pre-teen Florida Queen, and I'm Ms. Florida Queen. So, you know, we're all title holders, and I encourage everybody at our fashion show coming up in October to wear their crowns and sashes to the event and to line up on the red carpet to do interviews.
Ooh, how fun. Now, she's actually our new reporter. She's going to be bringing to the table. She just went to an event in Orlando, and you've got a couple interviews, I think, for us?
Yeah, well, I spoke with the director of the movie Under the Same Sun. So it was actually a very interesting movie. It brought up a very controversial topic. We had a good conversation. I've already posted a video on YouTube, so I'm just going to have to share it later on.
That's fine. We're going to airplay that. And also, she's our new Miss Cameroon. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Excellent.
Cameroon, yes.
Yes, and
congratulations.
Also, yes.
Congratulations, yes.
Because Alexia found her and said she'd be a great reporter. She tried out. She made it.
Uh-huh.
But her segments, Yvonne, are going to be, she's going to be actually interviewing entrepreneurs and bringing that aboard. What do you think of that?
I think it's great, yes.
We
That's
love
wonderful.
It.
You know, we have a kitty entrepreneur over here, Madeline from the Madeline Mommy Show. She's a star. And she picked up a Kitty Entrepreneur award this summer in New Jersey, and she's a reporter for them as well. And she's just 8 years old. You say hello.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hello, precious one. We want to thank you so much. And Ellen, thank you so much for calling in. You're going to keep us updated with the event. We're going to be there. And again, that date is?
It's October the 29th, and it's at the Flamingo Water Park Resort. It starts at 10 a.m. with the vendors. And then we have Jay Blanton, who is a sensei, and he's going to be there at 1:30 doing an anti-bullying demonstration with all the kids and a stress relief class with all the models and everything so they don't have the jitters.
Oh.
And, that's exciting. And then at 6 p.m., the fashion show begins, so the doors open at 5. You can go online to Eventbrite to purchase your tickets. They're just $20. And the fashion show is from 6 to 8, and then the red carpet is from 8 to 9, and then from 9 to 10, we have an after party.
Oh, wonderful.
Sounds fun,
fun. So
we'll be there.
Yes.
All right.
I can't wait.
I need you to put a 60-second or 30-second commercial for me for next week, all righty?
No problem.
All right, sounds good, Ellen. Thank you so much for calling in, Peter.
Bye.
And we'll get you a call this week, we promise. And we'll have you back next week. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
So let's interview, hello, Brandy Hope with Hope Productions is in the house. How are you?
Hello. Say
hello.
Hi. I won't put you close up. You're just like, what are you doing? She is actually all of our camera and videographer and promotions, and you're amazing. We want to thank you because Hollywood Connections wouldn't be where it is also because of you. You know that? Because you do so many great interviews with your sister.
And I like you say, she just got very red.
We want to thank her so much. So, Peter, how are you doing out back there?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So wait till we get some other names out of the country. They'll be spelling it out for you.
I guess so.
Yeah, you know what time I judged a pageant, you know, Yvonne, and well, many times, and it was all Spanish. Of course, I couldn't pronounce the names right, and then the audience would yell back and give me the correct, pronunciation.
You got to roll the R's.
Yeah, roll the R's.
Yeah, I can never do that.
Here's a Spanish word for the day. No tango dinero. There you go.
Oh, no tango dinero. I understand.
I have no money.
Comprende español.
Well, talk about money. We have like 3 minutes left. If you're listening and you want to be connected to HollywoodConnections.biz, we need your help. You have a business. We'll give you a commercial. You know, Yvonne, it's as low as $35. That's it. Mm. And it can be, more through the week with I Miss the Morning. I'll take my commercial out, put yours in, 10 spots during the week. I don't care what business you have. Are you a dentist, a doctor? You got tires to sell. We are here. Give us a call, 727-871-7788. Or if you have some extra money and you want to donate, go to PayPal. Put in Dawn. Think of my name like dishwashing liquid. Reese, like peanut butter
my
cup.
My favorite candy.
Yes, Dawn Reese Show at yahoo.com. And we would gladly accept that and give that to Lola, the station owner here that helps pay for our airtime. And, if you'd like to be a sales rep with us, I need some help. Get out there and help promote this show because it's great. It's getting people connected. And, Yvonne, that's what we're all about.
Exactly.
Yes.
I know. So, ladies, we have 3 minutes. Any last words, Yvonne, that you'd like to say?
Well, I want to thank Marty. He's my favorite guy because he's a teacher.
I know.
And I'm a teacher, and so teachers love each other. And I thank Alexis for everything that she's doing for her career. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
And I also want to say something to you, Dawn.
Uh-oh.
it's so important because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Aww. Yes.
And my blessings go out to Benny. I know I have to get over there. He did call me, and he sounds good.
Yeah,
and
he's getting better a little bit every day.
Always keeping him in our thoughts and prayers.
We are. And Beaming Hope Church, if you're looking for a good church in Largo, October 2nd, we'll be running a new commercial. They're giving a lot of giveaways for free. Beaming Hope Church in Largo. That is a non-denominational church. And they gave away a washing machine before and so many things. Aww. I'm having a food drive here at the station. If you would like to drop something off, a canned good, we have a box to help Beaming Hope Church. And anything else? Lexia, what would you like to say?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for October. I've been looking forward to a month. I'm excited because I'm filming this weekend. Plus, this week I get to go to wrestling again, which is my favorite thing to do when I'm not on set. And I can't wait to do DeadCon. You guys, definitely, we're looking for as many people as we can and also people to set up as vendors. So definitely Facebook me about it. We really need to hear from you guys.
Right, TampaBayComedy.com. We're going to be at that new comedy place here. We're excited because we're doing Join Forces. And if you have a business you'd like us to be there, we'll do a live remote. Very, very inexpensive. Again, HollywoodConnections.biz. Peter, can you just take off the show? I want to thank Jim Shue for giving always a shout out to us. Amazing, going coastal. And I love the t-shirts. We got to get t-shirts.
Oh, that
Jim,
would be
I
good.
Need t-shirts.
Yes.
He's got his van wrapped. I'm working on promotions.
HollywoodConnections.
That's right. And Peter Blake Show, the sports web, he's on Saturdays. And we want to thank Jim for always giving us a great shout out. And here we go, Peter. Let's just wrap it up with that tropical music, my favorite from Fool's Gold. God bless. Give it to him. Watch things happen. Bye-bye.
Bye.